Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to our update with Larry Taylor. A lot going on, and probably start in the Middle East, where, as the saying goes on the intro, what you thought you knew, you didn't. That is just full of intrigue. And anyway, Larry, how are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. How's it going?
Pretty good. What do you think about this intrigue with Saudi Arabia? I mean, they are cleaning house. We did get into it a little bit on the last show, how this is maybe related back to 9/11, and the attack on the Twin Towers, and who was involved and who wasn't. And evidently Trump got a hold through friends in the NSA of some proofs. And when he was over there at Saudi Arabia, gave Prince Salman, the crown prince, this information, and it may have resulted in this. And of course, that ties directly to the naval kind of cleaning house that appears to be maybe directly related to 9/11. What do you think about what's going on over there?
Well, it's very interesting today that on Fox News they were referring to Saudi Arabia as a Game of Thrones, and of course we know where that comes from. People have referred that to Washington, D.C., where the Game of Thrones is collectively underway. However, it's very unusual for Saudi Arabia to receive that recognition, and the intrigue is really built in the last 24 hours of the beginnings of a prep and face-off between Iran, the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia. This is really building up quickly.
So this might be way, when Trump went to visit Saudi Arabia. Now, we're hearing some things about Trump and how the world leaders are, I guess, pulling out all the stops for him. Like in Saudi Arabia, he was the first one ever, I guess, to fly from Saudi Arabia direct to Israel. And if you notice where his speeches are, even on the tarmac, how they've got it all arranged, he's always at the top of the pyramid. A pyramid is a spear. And a lot of people now are firm believers he is the tip of the spear. You know, kind of a, well, we also said judgment, didn't we, when he came to power. He's going to be judgment, maybe not only for the United States, but for the world at large.
Yeah, I was thinking today, Stuart, and like your opinion on this, I was thinking today, from our perspective, biblically, and of course, church-wise, you know, and being patriotic Americans, you know, I thought we continue to seem to have the long view. We continue to want America, Christianity, you know, all of this to ride on forever, so to speak, for many, many years. With the exception, I begin to possibly realize that maybe the Creator is not going on the long view anymore, especially with America. Maybe he is using the short view, and maybe we're out of step because we're not.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, of course, how do you word this? There's a lot of denial in the United States of America. First of all, they're biblically illiterate for the most part. Obviously, not everybody. Number two, if you have apostasy of that degree from Scripture, you depart from the knowledge of who you are, and therefore you depart from the knowledge of what God's going to do to you. So I think we're at that point where I can't tell you whether judgment's going to come this year, next year, or whenever, but there are a lot of signs pointing to war, I guess. And I want to read, get your opinion on it. Matthew 24:6-8. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, we certainly got that. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Now, what I want to bring attention to is the word nation. Actually means ethnic group. Ethnic group shall rise against ethnic group, and kingdoms or nations, as we know them today, over there, of course, they are kingdoms, against kingdom. And it seems to me that this ethnic group against ethnic group could extend into religions, politics, left versus right, et cetera, which leads to the wars and the rumors of wars. In other words, Satan is splitting up humanity into various groups to kill them, just to have them fight each other. What do you think? And maybe that's what we're watching.
Well, if you actually have a biblical worldview from day one, or if you could say Genesis 1, that's exactly the method of operation that the Creator has used many, many times to remove, I guess you could say, civilizations, basically. And of course, when you were reading in Matthew, you said the end is not yet, and that's probably referring to the end of the world, in other words, the planet.
Yes.
However, that certainly doesn't mean that nations are going to not be ended, or the life of civilizations or nations won't. It's very intriguing, and what you said was made a lot of sense, because right now, America especially, and really all around the world, if you begin to look, Europe,
yes,
you know, all around the world is split in ethnos, but at the same time, the splits break off from ethnos into the political realm, the heredity realm,
yes,
sexual realm. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And isn't that the same way that the biblical Babylon, end time Babylon especially, there's a spiritual Babylon, you know, religious Babylon,
yep,
the political Babylon, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. In fact, I was just reading an article today where men and women, you know, you're hearing all these sexual assault things. But I was reading an article where it said that, is it going to be possible for men and women to be friends anymore? And I thought that was kind of, I read it, it was a very interesting article, digging into the psychology of what's going on and all the accusations, et cetera, et cetera. And you know as well as I do, many of them, or maybe a good part of them, are actually true, but a lot of them are not. And there seems to be this never-ending Genesis war of men versus women. But again, it's kind of like a division. It's like setting one against the other. And where does it stop? I mean, you have political group against political group. You have Baptists against the Catholics. You have this, you have that. It just seems like mankind is ever in a state of war and degeneration, and we're spiraling down into mass chaos. What's the latest on the wars over there? I mean, this seems like this Middle East could go anytime into a massive warfare.
Yeah, before I go to that, I'll just add, you were talking about spiraling down. That's exactly the rhetoric used on Lou Dobbs tonight. He was saying that, yeah, he said there's no accountability in the United States government. You know, all corruption can occur and continue to occur because no one's ever held responsible if you belong to the state. Everybody else goes to prison, but people in the state all go free. He said this is a spiraling down of a government of a nation and from which we will not recover.
Oh, absolutely. The Bible is very, very clear what happens to America. Babylon. A lot of people don't want to admit who we are. We're Babylon the Great. It's just the way it is. It is what it is. Do you think that with this Saudi Arabia and Iran thing, that this could get out of control real quick? Have they done any more firing of missiles or just threats?
Debka files reporting that Iran and the Gulf nations are preparing for war with a sudden reshuffle in Iran of its top army and naval commands. Saudi Arabia also has declared the Yemen missile attack on Riyadh was committed with an Iranian-made ballistic missile fired now, they say, by Hezbollah forces out of Lebanon. So Saudi Arabia is basically saying they are at war with Lebanon because Lebanon has now attacked them. And you could go on and on and on. There's more reports says that Iran is threatened to attack Saudi Arabia now with missile strikes, hit Abu Dhabi and Dubai air and sea ports, and are shipping more missiles to the Yemen rebel forces. And they're just saying, and you know, even Netanyahu has said that Iran is gobbling up all the little groups all around Israel to attack Israel, and that he is not going to allow that. So you can see this building. It appears there seems to be a structure of the U.S. secretly, in other words, the U.S. clandestinely under Trump, not the deep state, but Trump, and Saudi Arabia and Israel preparing to take on Iran and all of its proxies. This could be big soon.
Well, I read something, and I don't know how you vet it, but you remember the Mandalay Bay shooting from the 32nd floor? Well, guess who owns it? One of the Saudi princes.
That's not shocking.
Top two floors at Mandalay Bay, and he's under arrest.
Well, it makes me wonder, Stuart, because of the fact that they're rounding up some of the princes that were involved in 9-1-1, apparently, if some of the rumors are true, in Saudi Arabia, that Salman is doing that, and it makes you wonder if maybe the Mandalay Bay wasn't meant to be a second false flag or 9-1-1, so to speak, incident that the Saudis might have been involved in, and this is why Salman is trying to save his kingdom.
Yeah. It's complex. What's going on with Trump over in China before we have to close down for tonight? But I know that Kimmy Boy kind of just poo-pooed Trump and called him a fuddy-duddy old man that's half nuts, basically, and that he was going to bring America into deep darkness or whatever, however he worded it.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, Trump really gave an incredible speech to the South Korean parliament there. And after that, we have a report on Fox News says Tower of Babel, B-A-B-B-L-E, as North Korea warns of abyss of doom if old lunatic Trump remains U.S. president. So they are threatening. Now, Trump immediately went to China from South Korea. He was taken, and here again, this is another almost miracle. He was taken to the Forbidden City by Xi, where no outsider ever is able to go. So he was treated at the Forbidden City, and then he's in Beijing for a speech, I believe, tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll have to get into that on Friday. There's something going on with Trump. He's being treated as one of a kind all over the world. And it's very, very fascinating when you view some of his history and who he might well be. Anyway, we'll pick up on some of this on Friday night, and hopefully we'll have Richard Shaw with us too. And thanks a lot, Larry. Take care of yourself. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back on Friday night.